Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about losing fat without extreme workouts. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. So many fitness videos preach suffering as the path to weight loss. This sounds refreshing.
Exactly. This content focuses on four science-backed strategies for faster fat loss without muscle loss. The first is all about adjusting your fat intake.
Okay, so how does that work? Is it just cutting out all fats completely?
Not quite. Think of your daily calories like a budget. Protein and carbs are like small expenses. 4 calories per gram. But fats? Those are the big ticket items at 9 calories per gram. A few indulgences can bust your budget quickly.
Got it. So it's about being mindful of fat intake, not elimination.
Precisely. The content creator suggests having your usual fat portions. Still enjoy the flavor, but save serious calories. They gave an example of cutting guac and cheese at Chipotle in half, saving 200 calories.
Smart. What about the next strategy? You mentioned a walking method.
Yes. Turns out, cardio isn't as effective for fat loss as we think. NEAT, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis, plays a bigger role. Simple things like walking burn more calories than you'd expect.
Interesting. So, ditch the intense cardio and just walk?
Well, not entirely ditch it, but prioritize walking. The creator shared an anecdote about a summer job where they unknowingly walked 12,000 to 15,000 steps a day and got incredibly lean.
15,000 steps. That's a lot. Is that the recommended amount?
The content recommends aiming for 7,000 to 12,000 steps daily. Even adding a 30-minute walk, around 3,000 steps, can make a real difference.
That seems manageable. What's the third strategy, the accidental deficit?
This one's about leveraging your busy days. You know those days where you're so swamped you barely eat. Use them to your advantage.
I see, so it's not about intentionally starving yourself, but making the most of naturally low-calorie days.
Right, focus on quick protein and fruit during those busy days, then a large, healthy dinner when you get home.
Makes sense. So no late-night snacking?
Exactly. Head straight to bed to avoid unnecessary calories. What about the last strategy?
Last one? What's that about? Are there more steps involved?
No steps this time. It's all about eating foods that help you burn fat, like protein. 20 to 30% of protein's calories are burned during digestion. That's huge.
Wow, that's good to know. Any other foods besides protein?
Yes, resistant starch and fiber. A study showed that people on a whole foods diet excreted more calories than those on a processed food diet, even with the same calorie intake.
Fascinating. So, these four strategies combined can really amplify fat loss?
Absolutely. The content creator estimates an extra 1.2 pounds of fat loss per week by combining all four. Even implementing one strategy can make a difference. Remember, start small and be consistent.
This has been incredibly insightful. I'm definitely going to try incorporating these strategies.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.